Steve Stone on Baseball. Being brought to you by Let Us Entertain You Restaurants.
Mm-hmm. I think it's going to be Shaw's tomorrow afternoon. I think that's the best plan.
Oh, can't go wrong with Shaw's.
Jambalaya. There you go.
All right. Pretty good.
Let's, first of all, a really emotional day at Guaranteed Rate Field. Yesterday, obviously, as Hawk Harrelson retires, and both teams come out to salute him, both the Cubs and the Sox. Very fitting end to his long and illustrious broadcast career, and these men of baseball, right? And Steve, you were certainly among them. These greats who found themselves in the broadcast booth and have made tell the story of baseball. It was a pretty special moment, I think, for the fans. But so fun to see players go out there and honor them.
It was a great thing for the White Sox to do, but we knew that was going to happen, and so Ricky got all those guys out there, and they tipped their cap and saluted Hawk in the booth. It was a very much of a surprise, and I think a very classy thing for Joe Maddon and the rest of his Cubs who did that to also doff their caps and point up to the booth in recognition of just a wonderful career in baseball, both as a player and a broadcaster, and well-deserved for Hawk. He's been around a long time, and those of us who have made this game our lives and been privileged to be able to do that recognize a little bit of something in that particular salute to Hawk and the goodbye that he experienced yesterday. And we were looking at our futures, and that's one of the reasons why I believe it was as emotional as it was, because whether it's Harry Carey, whether it's Ken Harrelson, whether it's Ernie Harwell, whether it's Skip Carey, it ends for all of us at one point. And watching Hawk go through it with his family around, which was wonderful. It was a tough day emotionally for him, a very good day for him, because I think if he was concerned at all about an outpouring of love from the fandom that has supported him all of these years, that was put to rest by the greeting he had before the ball game, during the ball game, and after the ball game. I think it was absolutely wonderful, and it was a really touching moment.
Yeah, and to have to, I think, brilliant move on behalf of the organization, do it on Cubs Sox weekend, and that rivalry is just, yeah, obviously it's a legendary rivalry in this town, but in it's fun. It was a very fun weekend at Guaranteed Rate for Sox fans on Friday. It was a ton of fun, except for Violetta, who was besmirched in the hallways and the concourses of Guaranteed Rate. But because people were like, "Hey, you're not really a Sox fan, are you?" And she was trying to be earnest. And then for the Cubs, obviously, and the Cubs, they're going to make the playoffs here, and we'll just see how far of a run they can actually make, because they're kind of banged up a little bit. Should that be a concern?
No, it really shouldn't. What is a concern, and this is a good thing, is that this is a kind of year in both leagues. Look, the super teams, if there are those, are in the American League, not in the National League. So that means really that those real good teams are going to go head-to-head early in those contests in the American League. They're going to knock, a really good team is going to knock another really good team out. I think this is a year when anybody can win it. I think that, it could be the Cubs are a first-round exit. It could also be that they win the World Series. I mean, you start getting good pitching performances, I don't think you have to worry about whether guys are nicked up or not. I mean, they're slowly starting to get healthy on the north side of town. And I just think it was a really interesting weekend. And the reason is the Sox had the opportunity to look across the diamond and see where they want to get. They see a team that, just like the Sox have done, did a tear down and a rebuild. They see a team that got to the pinnacle, won the World Series. They see a team that's been competitive for the last three or four different years. I mean, supremely competitive. And the Sox realize that that's exactly where they want to go. And they realize that the opportunity is there and the players are there. I think looking across the diamond for 3 days and seeing this Cub team and a good team that's headed to the playoffs, I think that carrot that the Sox have as an organization to get better and better and better and ultimately win the World Series, it was right in front of their faces for a three-game series. Two of those games were completely sold out, over 39,000 fans. There was an electricity in the ballpark that you can only have during a playoff a playoff run, the Sox are not going to get theirs for a bit. But the Cubs are headed for theirs, and I think it was a wonderful weekend. I thought it was exciting. I thought it was poignant. I thought everything that is baseball was on display this particular weekend.
Steve, thank you very much. Appreciate it, sir.
Thanks,
Stone
Steve.
On baseball.
Have a good show.
Thanks. All right. Judy Pilak, standing by in the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom on WGN Radio in 2 minutes.